Oh, there's lots of safety measures that are going in. I think, firstly, if I can say as well, thank you to the tremendous effort that our schools and early year settings have been putting in place. That's all educational settings. It's absolutely fantastic. So they've been working out who are the bubbles of students that will be working together. There's one-way systems that have been put in place. Obviously, creating the room within the school. Some have made new spaces in terms of the breakout times that people have, and then re-looking at their timetables with a view really is let's move students around the school as little as possible. The other considerations they've been given are obviously to staggering start times, and they've had great support from parents in really putting these measures in place. From a council perspective, our children and families team and also colleagues from public health and the outbreak control kind of centre that we've got set up at the council, we've been working with and doing webinars, looking at, you know, tricky issues and how do we overcome them. So lots of conversations to both prevent any situations arising, but also knowing what to do when we do get, you know, a case, how do we handle that? If I can just bring in there as well the use of the key things that we need our students to be doing. So obviously the most important one is the hand washing. And you all remember when we had sore hands back in March. And as you know, let's remind listeners, let's get those the massive use of have hand cream again, because we keep washing our hands, and obviously use of hand sanitizers. Really, really important. Do it properly though. Do it for 20 seconds. Make sure they're dried properly with paper towels. If you're out and about, not using hand dryers. The next thing is the social distancing, which is really important. So again, schools are putting measures in place. So as far as possible, students will be able to socially distance and you know, put screens and all sorts of things in place. And the next one is the use of face coverings, which I know there's lots of talk about nationally. In Herefordshire, we've got an outbreak control group, which is the place that we look at the data around around new cases and what we do to actually prevent cases and prevent outbreaks. And we discussed the whole issue of face coverings on Wednesday. And we're advising, and obviously it's a head teacher's decision, which is really important, but we are advising that where you have got students in secondary schools and colleges who are moving in communal areas, that they do use face coverings and other places that the schools think appropriate. What's important here, though, is that it's done appropriately. So treat your face covering like your underwear. It needs to be washed every day. Don't touch the inside. Don't put it on inside out. Only touch the part around your ears. Don't wear it on your head. Wear it covering your face and your nose. And washing or sanitising hands before and after use and storing them properly is really important. So we are recommending that. And we recognise some people can't use them for many and new reasons, and we need to respect that, and that's really important. Some other things that we are doing is recommending that as much as ventilation as possible that we've got within our educational settings, because we know airflow is good in terms of preventing the spread of any germs, be that coughs, colds, flu, and including coronavirus. So lots of work that's been going on.